the squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
And just like that, we're right back in Frankfort for the girls 1A Division I sub-state semifinal games here this evening. If you missed last night, two great ball games on the boys' side, and that championship game is set for tomorrow night, as it'll be the top seed, Care Paravel Lions, against the three seed, Troy Trojan. Now we transition here to tonight, where we got two girls' semifinal games, and it's the top four seeds, as our first contest will be between the top seed, Centralia Panthers, and the four seed, Troy Trojans. That'll be followed by the 2-3 matchup, but the Donovan West Mustangs taking on the Frankfort Wildcats. Thank you so much for tuning in to our broadcast here tonight. More Substate basketball across Kansaland Radio. Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Salmon with you here from a already pretty jam-packed Frankfort High School gymnasium, as we're just minutes away from this first contest between Centralia and Troy, with one looking to punch their ticket to a Substate title game tomorrow night, which, of course, we'll have those games for you on KMZA tomorrow evening at 5:30 and 7, respectively. Well, let's dive into this first matchup before we get into the starting lineups. And what can you say about this Centralia team? Undefeated at 20-0, the number two-ranked team in 1A Division I in the final rankings of the season. Now, the thing is, they haven't played in a while. Their last game was February 22nd, so it has been a little bit of time since Centralia has played a competitive game. Now, it was a 22-point win at Axtell, and they have yet to lose a game. But speaking with head coach Roger Holthaus, there was a little bit of concern with the long layoff, having the top seed and having that bye and not playing a quarterfinal game last week. So we'll see how Centralia fights through, at least in the early going of this ball game tonight, to see if there might be a little bit of rust, and if that does play to the advantage of Troy a little bit here tonight. Troy did play a quarterfinal game last week. They knocked off Care Paravel. That final was 47-33, so they have played much more recently than Centralia. So certainly a little storyline to kind of dissect as we get into the waning minutes of this ball game tonight. But if I know anything about this Centralia team, and I've seen them multiple times this year, I wouldn't expect it to be too much of an issue. Now, for Troy, they're coming in at 9-12. Again, they beat Care Paravel last week, and they have played much better basketball here in the last month. They have won four of their last six, and they have played much better offensively, putting up more points than they had in the early portions of the season. But it's going to be a tall task. These two teams played one time this year, and it was a victory for Centralia big. It was back on January 25th. That game was at Troy. That was actually a game we had on the airwaves for you. Centralia started out slow, had a big second quarter, pulled away, won that game 59-31. Of course, Centralia, they have their sights set on a perfect undefeated season, potentially capping one off with a state championship next week in Dodge City. But you got to win tonight, and you got to win tomorrow to get to that point. Troy looking to play spoiler here tonight. First game of our double dip of Substate basketball. Let's dive into the starting lineups for this one tonight. We'll start with the four seed out of Troy. The Trojans and their head coach, Derek Jasper, 9 wins and 12 losses into this one tonight. They'll go like this. Abby Parks, the 5'7 senior, averaging 4 points and 4 rebounds per game. Avery Euler, a 5'3 senior, a veteran, averaging nearly 7 points and 5 rebounds per game. Claire Winder is a 5'2 senior guard at just under 3 points and 2.5 rebounds per game. Peyton Engelman, the leading scorer, the 5'3 junior guard, at right at 10 points per game, 4 rebounds a contest as well. And then Reagan Hill will round out the starting lineup for Troy, the 5'3 senior, averaging 7 points and 3 rebounds per game. So again, for Derek Jasper, 25th season at the helm, over 250 wins in his career. They will go with Parks, Euler, Winder, Engelman, and Hill. For Roger Holthaus and the Centralia Panthers, a perfect 20-0 on the year. And we've seen this starting five pretty much, I think, every game all year. Lena Haverkamp in the backcourt, a 5'5 junior guard at 10.5 points per game, nearly 5 rebounds a contest as well. Jaden Wells also in the backcourt, a 5'6 junior at 2 points and 2.5 rebounds per game. Avery Dieters, a 5'8 senior, a 4-year starter at 13.8 rebounds per game. And, of course, her sister, the sensational 5'8 freshman Owen Dieters, at just under 18 points and 7 rebounds per game. And also a 3-year starter in the backcourt, Abby Flinty, the 5'5 senior, at over 4 points and 3 rebounds per game. So again, for the Panthers, it'll be Haberkamp, Wells, Avery and Owen Peters, and Flinty. Game tonight presented by Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. Visit peru.edu for more information. Again, Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Sandman with you as they're announcing the starting lineups right now. Centralia the top seed, so they're rocking the home white uniforms. Troy the road team tonight, so they are rocking their all blue uniforms. They got Trojans on the front with white numerals in lettering, and Centralia with Panthers across the front in all white uniforms, black numerals in lettering. They are trimmed out in orange. As Abby Flinty, the final starter, being announced for Centralia, they have packed the opposite side in their half of the floor for the Centralia fans here tonight. They did so last night. The boys had a tough contest. Nearly pulled one out against the top seed, Care Paravel, but ended up losing that game by 6. But good to see all the boys from the basketball team right in the front row of the student section for Centralia, showing their support for this girls' team that is obviously having their sights set on a state championship this season. Excited to be with you here tonight. We'll have our final edition of the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show after all the action to recap and let you know the sub-state championship games across our airwaves and area tomorrow night. To start here in the first half, Centralia from right to left, Troy from left to right, the first of two sub-state semifinal games about to get underway. The whistle is blown, the ball is up, tipped around a couple of times, still up in the air. Finally, it's Avery Dieters corralling that basketball for the Panthers. Again, going from right to left. Haberkamp, a right corner three, quickly in and out, no good, a rebound for Troy. Here's Euler up the floor here for the Trojans. Nearly had it knocked away, but they settle here in the front court. No score as we're 20 seconds in. This is Hill bouncing it right to Euler. Nearly knocked away by Owen Dieters, but able to collect. Top of the key, it goes to Abby Parks. Left side now on the wing to Hill. They want to go inside. It's knocked away, though, and Abby Flinty comes away with a steal. Here come the Panthers back with their second possession. Owen Dieters, top of the key. Wells will pass it left corner here to Haberkamp. Flinty, top of the circle, a deep three, off the heel, too strong. Avery Dieters, an offensive rebound. Her shot is so good, but a whistle and a foul. And Avery Dieters will shoot two free throws to try to break the 0-0 tie 46 seconds in as the foul is on Avery Euler and the first foul on either side. So Avery Dieters to the line, 68% on the season. A four-year starter, 13 points per game this year, and the first free throw just rims out, no good. As a team, Centralia at 60% from the line this season. Second on the way, she got that one to go. A 1-for-2 trip there for Avery Dieters, and Centralia leading 1-0. Showing some pressure in the full court. Troy's doing a good job trying to break it, but good hustle there by Avery Dieters. Not going to pass out of bounds. So Troy will settle underneath their own bucket to throw it in with Reagan Hill. Right side of her own backboard, holding it high. Chest pass into the right corner. It goes to Ingeben. Leading scorer for this Trojan team. Saw her put up 27 in a game earlier this year against Onega. Inside to Parks. Nearly got away with a walk. Outside to Hill. Kick to the right corner with Euler. Curls into the lane. Left wing pass. It goes to Winder for three. Nearly banked it in. No good. Battle for the rebound. Couple of bodies in there. Abby Flinty has it for Centralia. 1-0 Panthers. A minute 15 in. Flinty left side on the wing. Had an open three, but turned it down. They'll settle here and get a play call. Here's Haberkamp working around the arc from left to right. Stops at the top circle. Right side pass into the corner. Now a skip pass near side here to Jaden Wells. She'll fire a deep three. This one is not there. And a rebound inside brought down by Abby Parks for Troy. Still 1-0 Centralia. Not quite 2 minutes in. Here is Ingeben right side. They set it up top of the circle for Winder. She'll back it out towards the center circle. Left side pass it goes. That is Ingeben. Ingeben had it knocked away and a steal. Second turnover by Troy. Owen Dieters coast to coast. Counted and the foul. And then one opportunity for Owen Dieters. And the Centralia lead is 3-0. Second foul on Troy. The first against Reagan Hill. And Owen Dieters, the sensational freshman at under 18 points per game. She is a 56% free throw shooter. And she connects and caps off the three-point play. And a whistle, and it travels just right off the inbounds pass as Hill shuffled the feet, forgot to dribble. And the third turnover by Troy now. The Panthers getting it right back underneath their own bucket. 4-0 lead, 2 minutes in. Long pass. High left, it goes to Avery Dieters. Now Wells has it on the right wing. They want Owen setting her up top circle. She'll step back, fires that deep three. It's no good, but an offensive rebound for Haverkamp. Her second opportunity is no good. And then another offensive rebound for Avery Dieters, and she will earn another trip to the free throw line. As Winder picks up her first foul and the 13th foul on Troy during the first two-plus minutes, as Avery Dieters is right back to the stripe to shoot two. 4-0 Panthers, 5:47 left here in the first. 5-0. She connects on the first. Centralia to start, 3-for-4 at the line. Second on the way, second good as well. So she's now 3-for-4, they're 4-for-5 as a unit. And it's a 6-0 start here for the Panthers. Still showing some pressure in the full court. Parks across the timeline, near side, picks it up on the wing. Nearly got away with a walk. Double teamed by Flinty and Wells, and somehow got the pass to Winder at the top circle. Here's Winder, top of the key. Hands it off to Hill right there. Great crowd on hand for Centralia here tonight. Flinty comes away with a steal. Short turnover by Troy. She wants to go coast to coast, and a whistle and a foul. And Ingerman now going to pick up her first and team foul number 4. And Abby Flinty will go to the line to shoot 2. Not quite 3 minutes in. It'll be the 6th and 7th attempts at the line for Centralia. Derek Jasper has seen enough here early, and he calls a full timeout. We'll follow suit. 5:21 left opening period. Centralia with a 6-0 lead. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Roy and Eric at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha offer an educational approach to help you make informed decisions about your crop insurance. Farmers Mutual Hail gives them access to proprietary products like ECO Plus and Ramp. These products allow them to offer up to 95% protection of your APH on an optional unit basis. March 15th is quickly approaching, so stop in at 621 Main in Sabetha or call them at 785-284-7611 to learn more.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Out of the timeout, Abby Flinty, the 5'5 senior, connects on her first free throw attempt of the night. 7-0 now, Centralia leads. 5:21 left here in the first. Her second free throw is on the way. This one no good. A good box out there underneath, and Euler the rebound for Troy. Troy into the front court. Not quite 3 minutes in, looking for their first points. They trail 7-0. Here's Ingerman on the right wing, dribbles to the top circle. Left side pass, it goes to Hill. Both teams still rocking their starters here in the early going. Here's Ingerman, right side on the wing, guarded here by Flinty. Skips it left side to the wing to Hill. Now she dribbles back between the rings out high. Chest pass left here to Ingerman. She wants to drive, takes it all the way. Shot is good, and the foul. Peyton Ingerman with an A1 opportunity, and Troy's on the board. The first Centralia foul of the night will be against Abby Flinty. So a big bucket there for Ingerman, the leading scorer for the Trojans at 10 points per game, 59% at the stripe this season. And she's off the heel, too strong, no good. Rebound Centralia. 7-2 Panthers, 4:45 and counting, first quarter. Haverkamp hard dribbles into the left corner, top of the key. It goes to Avery Dieters, now open, Flinty for three, just missed it short, tipped out of bounds. Last touch there by Troy, so Centralia will keep it. Get our first sub of the game, freshman Tatum Kramer has checked in for the Panthers. Jaden Wells will take a breather. Owen Dieters will throw it in left side of her own backboard. Over the top pass to Haberkamp on the left wing. Tatum, her first touch, high right. Into the corner with Owen Dieters, and she's called for a travel. Right call by the official. First turnover by Centralia, so the Trojans will get it back, trailing by five, not quite halfway into the first. They still show a lot of pressure here in the full court. Troy breaking that pressure. Euler, a deep three, nearly banked it in, no good. Another rebound here for Abby Flitzy. Here come the Panthers pushing. Dieters, long pass to Haberkamp, left corner, long two. That one is no good. Abby Flitzy will chase down this rebound. She wants to drive, a lot of contact, no call, but a whistle and a travel, and she knew it. Back-to-back turnovers by the Panthers. 4:05 left here in the first, 7-2 Centralia. They will continue to show this full-court pressure as Euler will throw this one in for Troy. So Euler to throw it in, bouncing one to Ingemann. Quickly doubled, works around it a little bit, gets it up the floor to Hill. Finally across the timeline from left to right. Right side it goes to Winder on the wing. Finds Ingemann on a cut. Her layup trickles out, no good. It was a great opportunity inside, but Avery Dieters will clear the glass. To push it up the floor. Right side pass to Haberkamp. Takes on a three. Dieters, Avery style, top of the circle, in and out on a triple. And tipped down here to the front court as it was brought in by Ingemann and then knocked away from behind, and the Panthers get it right back. Here's Haberkamp. 2-3 zone right now, or correction, they're running a box and one right now on Owen Dieters. As they got Winder chasing Owen around, here's Avery, gets inside, shot no good, gets her own rebound, and then a whistle. And I think we're going to tie up, and the possession arrow is going to give it back to Troy. Avery Dieters already has 5 rebounds here in the first quarter. And the lead is 5 for Centralia, 7-2. So credit Troy, after getting down 7-0 pretty quickly, they've kind of slowed the pace down a little bit and only down 5 with the ball. Here's Abby Parks, top of the key, left side pass. Reagan Hill from downtown, and she banks in a triple. 39-3 of the season for Reagan Hill, the senior, and it's a 7-5 game. Now Kramer tries to answer a deep three. This one no good. Chased and saved into the corner by Flinchy, but finally it goes out of bounds. And Troy will get it back, and now Roger Holthouse has seen it up, and he's calling a timeout. It's a 30. We'll keep it right here. So Centralia scored the first 7 of the game. Troy has scored the last 5. 7-5 Panthers at 2:46 left to go here in this first quarter. Again, game tonight brought to you by Peru State College, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Visit peru.edu for more information. Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Tadman with you. Our second game of the doubleheader tonight will be Jonathan West and Frankfurt. That'll follow. We'll have that one for you. Two winners will meet tomorrow night here in the sub-state title game. The boys' sub-state championship game will be played first at 5:30, and then the girls' title game will follow. So out of the timeout, Trojans with it, down two at 7-5. Still dealing with this pressure. Reagan Hill, though, gets it, first to speed up the floor, across the timeline, settles in the front court, and sets up the offense. Here's Ingemann. Left side on the wing, guarded by Flinty. Flinty doing a good job, but breaks away from some pressure. Ingemann gets by, drive, shot is up, offensive foul. As it was Avery Dieters taking that heat, and all the contact there, as Ingemann now with her second, and the 6th turnover here already for the Trojans. Centralia gets it back with a 7-5 lead at 2.5 minutes left here in the quarter. No pressure as they settle back into this box and one as Winder again following Owen Dieters everywhere she goes. Here's Haberkamp, left side on the wing. Trying to set Owen Dieters top, and she flips or skips down a little bit on the pass, and then the ball is deflected all the way into the backcourt, and it's going to go all the way out of bounds on the far end. Last touch by Centralia. So the Trojans now will get it back underneath their own bucket with a chance to tie or take the lead. 2:11 left here in the first. 7-5 our score. Here's Ingemann. A 19-foot J for the tie. This one's strong off the back iron. And a rebound for Jaden Wells. Check back in. 2 minutes to go here in the first. 7-5 Centralia. Haberkamp left corner. Bouncing at short corner left here. Avery Dieters. Skip pass. Kramer open a right wing. Three. Took it. Jaden Kramer, the freshman on the board with a triple. And a 10-5 Centralia lead at 1:45 left here in the quarter. Here's Hill. Picked up the dribble prematurely. Nearly got away with the travel, but gets it off here to Winder. She'll drive, and a shot is up, no good, but a whistle and a foul as Kramer is going to pick up this foul, and free throws coming up here for Winder. Claire Winder, the senior, at nearly 3 points, 2.5 rebounds per game, 64% at the stripe this season. And the first one is good. Sub into the game for Troy. We'll see Jaya Pierce, the 5'9 junior, check in, replacing Euler. Pierce, a good piece off the bench. Brings in a little more size in the post. Second free throw for Winder, rattles in. 2 for 2 she goes there. First two tonight. 10-7 Centralia. 90 seconds to go here in the period. Here's Avery Dieters, top of the key, reversing it left side to Kramer in the corner. They set up Owen Dieters at the top. Crossing over, stepping back behind the triple line. Kicks it to her sister Avery in the right corner. Avery wants to go baseline. Gets by two defenders. Easy layup for two. Avery Dieters, great start tonight. 5 points and five rebounds. 12-7 Centralia. Coming up on the final minute here in the first. Here's Hill, right side pass to Winder on the wing. Pulls it at the right hip. Top of the key, it goes to Park. Left side to Hill. Pierce inside. Shot up, no good. Rebound for Kramer. Gets it up the floor to Owen Dieters. Stops on the wing. A little hesitation dribble. Backs out into the corner. Now back to the wing. Picks it up there. And a whistle and a foul. Is going to be the 16th foul here on Troy. So the rest of the half, Centralia will be in the bonus as Winder now with two fouls. So Winder and Ingeman now both with two. Far sideline, Centralia to throw it in. 45 seconds left here in the quarter. Here's Haverkamp. Receives it from Avery Dieters. Works it left. They get Kramer in the left corner. Jaden Wells turned around, and Kramer threw her the pass. She wasn't ready for it. It's a turnover. Five turnovers now by Centralia. Trojans a chance. 30 seconds left here to play for the final shot. Hill to Parks, left side, and she lost the handle out of bounds. And Troy turns it over. Allie Franken, the freshman, checking in here for Troy. Taking the spot of Winder. And then also Flinty's going to check back in here for Centralia for Kramer. 25 seconds left here in the quarter. 12-7 Centralia. They have the ball, can play for the final shot. Again, they still run. Now Franken's going to do the duties on Owen Dieters in the box and one. 15 seconds to go. Here's Haverkamp, top of the key. Spins through a double, right side to Avery. 8 seconds to go. Looking for Wells inside, had it knocked away. 5 seconds, but Owen Dieters has it. Backs it out to Flinty. A shot, the three at the buzzer, and she canned it. Abby Flinty from downtown, and she cans a big three to end the quarter. And at the end of the first 8 minutes, Centralia's got now their largest lead at 15-7. We'll step aside. Second quarter coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Chelsea Burdick with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to purchasing a home or refinancing your current home, you may feel like your mind is racing with many unanswered questions. Let us help you find the answers that fit your needs. Whether you are building, purchasing, remodeling, or refinancing, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust have the experience you need and the knowledge you can trust. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
Abby Flinty for Centralia. A three at the buzzer to end the first quarter. Centralia leading 15-7. They get the ball to start here, quarter number two. Owen Dieters, right side pass. It goes to her sister Avery on the elbow. Ball fakes. Now backs it into the right corner. Here's Quincy, high right. There's it. Near the waist. Now kicks it left. Haverkamp at three. In and out, no good. Rebound underneath. Collected by Abby Park. Here comes Troy, down 15-7 early here in the second quarter. They get it left side to Franken. Gets it to the top of the key. Right side pass to Hill. She's open for three. Not there. Battle for the rebound inside. It's Parks and Avery Dieters wrapped up. And I think we get a whistle and a foul. Avery wants the jump ball, but instead they get Avery Dieters with her first foul. Third team foul on Centuria. So Troy underneath to throw it in with Hill. And threw it into the wrong team as Owen Dieters came away with an easy steal. Works it up the floor, left side into the corner with Haverkamp. Now short corner left, it's Avery Dieters. Pass to the right block, bounced over to Wells. Long two, this one is not there, no good. Battle for the rebound, Parks has it for the Troy Trojans here. Now Troy works it up the floor, left to right. A minute into the second quarter, they trail 15-7. Here is Engelman. Top of the key pass to Euler, left side it goes to Hill. Thought about a three, turns it down. Has the dribble, using it once, and gets it back to Engelman up top, who holds up two fingers and calls out the play. Engelman, left side pass, and a three from the left wing is good for Reagan Hill. Her second three, she's got six, and the lead is five, 16-10. Not quite 90 seconds into the second. Avery Dieters, a nice pass inside, but Wells fits the layup. And a rebound for Parks, her fourth. But the momentum here for Troy with the ball back, down five. They get it to Euler. Left corner, a trip away, off the front rim, no good. Tipped, and Wells has the rebound here for Centralia. Quick one-and-done possession there for the Trojans. Owen Dieters into the right corner, drives baseline, backs it out. Flinty right wing, long pass left side to Haverkamp. Puts it on the dribble, kicks it right back to Flinty. A right wing three, in and out, no good. Battle for the rebound, it's Euler and Avery Dieters tied up underneath. And they do call a tie up here in the possession arrow, giving it back to Troy. Kaylee Grable has checked in for Troy. First minutes for her tonight. So Troy walking it up the floor with Reagan Hill. They trail 15-10 at 5:50 and counting until halftime. Here's Franken in the left corner. Front of the Troy students. A long skip pass again. Not much on it. And a turnover. As Owen Dieters comes away with another steal. Drives all the way into the block. Turns. Pivoting. Gets it back to Haverkamp. He sets and fires the three. This one not there. And a whistle and a rebound. And it's going to be an over and back foul against Jaden Wells. And that's going to be her first. Team foul number four. As Winder's going to check back in here for Franken. Centralia brings the pressure. They're in the full court as Euler tries to throw it in. Gets it into Hill, off and running far sideline. Cuts it back to the middle of the floor. Now angles right. Stops on the wing. Backs it out center circle and resets. Right side pass to Grable here on the wing. First touch for her tonight. Euler at the top. Left side to Hill. Grable cuts. Had it knocked away. And another near steal, but Hill able to collect back. Now Engelman's open. A straight on three, and that one is good. Peyton Engelman now with five, her first triple tonight, and it's a two-point game. As it's a 6-0 start here in the quarter, 3 minutes in here for Troy. Now, Flinty will try to answer with a three. This one is not there. Tips all the way towards the sideline, out of bounds, and it goes back to Troy. And Roger Holthaus has seen enough. He wants a timeout. And it's a full timeout. We'll follow suit. 4:55 until halftime. A good one so far. Centralia 15, Troy 13. Back in a moment here on Kansas Land Radio.
Medicine is a special calling, and we would like to acknowledge our fantastic medical staff in honor of Doctor's Day on March 30th. We would like to recognize Dr. Tony Barkowski, Dr. Andy Stevie, Dr. Jared Snyder, Dr. Heather Myers, Lori Leager, Erica Winkler, Sherry Wessel, and Erica Bletcher for their hard work, dedication, and loyalty to their patients and our community, Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
Kansaland Radio.
Out of the timeout, Troy with the ball. Chance to tire, take the lead. It's 6-0 start here in the quarter for the Trojans. Down 15-7 at the end of one. It's now 15-13. Here's Grable with it. Top of the key, deflected into the backcourt. Then Haverkamp has his steal. Coast to coast, shot up no good, but a whistle and a foul. And Haverkamp will shoot two, as they will get Reagan Hill with her second foul. Team foul number 7 for the rest of the half. Bonus scenario for the Panthers. Lena Haverkamp, the 5'5 junior, 10 points per game. A solid third piece. Her first free throw off the heel, too strong. 59% for her at the line this season. Abby Parks back into the game for Troy. Tatum Kramer back in as well for Centralia. Got 4:35 until halftime. Haverkamp trying to go 1-for-2. And she misses that one. She goes 0-for-2. Euler, the rebound, rips it away for Troy. Now it's Hill. Across the timeline. Right side pass to Engelman, guarded heavily by Flinty. Had it knocked away by Owen Dieters. Dieters diving on the floor. A couple bodies hit the floor. And a turnover. Flinty gives it right back. She had a layup and tried to be unselfish. And Troy comes away with a steal. Engelman, a whistle, and there's an offensive foul. Reagan Hill pushing off, trying to get some separation. And that's the third foul on Reagan Hill. And despite the turnovers just piling up here in the first half for Troy, they're only down 2. Now, Franken's going to have to come in for Hill. The 15-13 at Centralia lead, nearing the halfway point of the second quarter. Here's Kramer, right back in, gets a touch on the right wing. Top of the key, it goes to Haverkamp. Gets a high ball screen, works it left on the wing, hands it off to Dieters. That is Owen right there. Now right side pass to Flinty. Kramer gets it on the wing. Right side. Bounces it to Owen Dieters at the elbow. Turning, diving, kicks it. Flinty open. Ball fake. Gets inside. Had it knocked away. Gets it back. Here's Haverkamp. Steps in. A little 2-point shot. So good. Avery Dieters, the rebound, and she puts it back up and in. Another offensive rebound for Avery Dieters. The lead back to 4. It's 17-13. 3.5 minutes left here in the first half. Open, Winder for 3, not there, and Euler chasing it down for an offensive rebound in the corner, and a whistle, and Kramer's going to tie her up. The jump ball is going to give it back to Centralia, so a good job by Kramer to get that possession back, and another turnover by Troy. 17-13, Panthers by 4. Winner moves on to the sub-state championship game tomorrow night. As they continue to run the box and one on Owen Dieters. Kramer, left side, up top it goes to Haverkamp. Right side pass to Flinty in the corner. Skips it to Avery Dieters, left wing. Inside to Owen, a whistle and a foul. It's on the floor, but a one-and-one opportunity for Owen Dieters. As the foul is on Winder, and now foul trouble really becoming an issue here for Troy. That's the third on Winder. Hill also has 3. Engelman has 2, and Owen Dieters will shoot a 1-1, and she buries the first free throw, so she'll get the bonus. Six of the 18 points via the charity stripe. This one no good, and a rebound chased into the corner, and Abby Parks has it here for Troy. Trying to work it up the floor. Here's Engelman. Sidesteps Flinty. Gets in the paint. Kicks it left to Winder. He'll dribble up top and reset. Working on Kramer. Dieters knocking it away. That was Owen trying to pickpocket Winder, and they're going to get Owen Dieters with her first foul. Team foul number 5, so still one more foul to give here for Centralia. Down to 2:45 left here in the second. 18-13 Panthers. Troy with it. Euler to throw it in near sideline. Right in front of the Centralia bench. Still looking, needs to get it in. Had it knocked away and out of bounds by Haverkamp. So we'll do it again. Owen Dieters guarding the inbound. Finds Franken on a cutter. Layup is good. Allie Franken on the board. Got away from her defender and an easy layup. Makes it a 3-point game at 18-15. 2.5 minutes left to go in this first half. Troy right in this thing. It's the number two ranked team in the state. Here's Kramer, gets it inside to Dieters, kicks it left, up top to Haverkamp. Nice reversal, a three ball is good. Lena Haverkamp, her first bucket, it's a big one, a triple. Gets the lead back to six, it's 21-15, at 2:10 and counting here until halftime. Here's Winder, left side on the wing, top of the key, it goes to Parks. Right side pass deflected into the backcourt. Flippy trying to chase it down, she does, wants to go all the way. Stops there, gets it off to Kramer, she lost it on the floor. A couple bodies hit the deck and a whistle, and a jump ball is going to be called. I think the possession arrow is going to give it back to Troy, and it will. Missed opportunity there, and Derek Jasper now wants to call a timeout. It's a 30, so we'll keep it right here. At 1:55 left here in the second, Centralia leading 21-15. We'll have our halftime coming up here in just a little bit. Break down the first half, get you set for the second game of the doubleheader tonight, as well with Dawson West taking on Frankfurt. Leading scorer for Centralia right now, Avery Dieters. She has 7 points, but she also has 7 rebounds. Owen Dieters has 4. Abby Flimsey with 4. Reagan Hill, couple of threes, 6 points to lead Troy. They also got 5 from Ingeman. But foul trouble becoming an issue as Winder and Hill both have 3. Ingeman has 2. So certainly something to keep an eye out for the rest of the ball game, with Troy is keeping some of their better players out of foul trouble. So out of the timeout, Troy with it. And Troy is setting up in some full court pressure, a 1-3-1 zone press. Ingeman has it, far sideline across the timeline, doubled by Owen Dieters and Kramer. Gets it off, though, to Winder. Her pass deflected out of bounds. And Troy will now throw it in underneath their own bucket at 1:43 left. Trying to figure out who's going to throw it in. It's going to be Franken. Left side of her own backboard. Fisher finding a wet spot underneath the basket, trying to drive that up. And Hill's going to come back in here for Troy. Final 1:43. Again, she has 3 fouls. Needs to be careful prior to the half. So Hill will throw it in after coming back in. Left side of her own backboard. Nearly turned it over by stepping over the line. Instead, Euler gets it inside. Connects and draws the foul. And Avery Euler, a big bucket for her. It's her first tonight. Gets it to 21-17 and a chance at a three-point play. And the foul's on Haverkamp, her first, team 6. Euler nearly 7 points per game. She's a good free throw shooter at 70%, but that one rims out no good. A rebound for Haverkamp. 4-point lead for Centralia coming up on the final 90 seconds here until halftime. They get it into Avery Dieters inside. She's quickly doubled. Left side pass, a long two for Kramer is good. A line drive shot from the left corner. 5 here in the first half for the freshman Kramer. 23-17, lead back to 6. 1:20 and counting. This is Winder into the right corner with Parks. Centralia man-to-man defense right now. Ingeman high right, wanting a ball screen from Parks. Good read on that screen there by Flinty. Nearly knocked it away. They get it up top here to Franken. 1 minute to go until halftime. Here's Parks with the baseline drive. Quickly cut off into the right corner. Doesn't have the dribble. Needs to get rid of it. Looking inside. Haverkamp comes away with a steal and then gets it off to Owen Dieters. Pushing it up the floor. Here's Kramer with 45 seconds to go. Stops. Kicks it right. Owen Dieters open for 3. Left it short. Avery Dieters, though, an offensive rebound. She goes back up. Her shot is so good. Sits to the free throw line. Now Haverkamp has an offensive rebound. She'll pull up from 10. Well short. It's an air ball. Another rebound inside for Avery Dieters. And then a whistle, and a travel's going to be called. Boy, Avery Dieters dominant on the glass, but that time surrounded and trying to pivot and gets called for a walk. 8 turnovers now by Centralia. 27 seconds left. Panthers lead by 6. Now Troy can pay for the final shot, and it's going to be a quick travel by Reagan Hill. That's the second time on the inbounds pass that Troy, not really doing anything, turns it over. And Franken's going to check back in. Jaden Wells is going to check back in as well here for Centralia. 25 seconds left here in the first half. It'll be Owen Dieters to throw it in underneath their own bucket. Owen Dieters, top of the key it goes. Left side here to Wells. I want to set it up for Owen, top of the key. 20 seconds until halftime. Good defense there by Winder. They'll set for the final shot. Down to 13-6. Right side, top of the key to Haverkamp. 9 seconds. They're trying to run it through for Owen. They get it. And a whistle and a 3 second in the lane call. A turnover by Centralia with 7 seconds left. And Reagan Hill's going to check back in. Troy's got to go the full length of the floor here. They get it into Hill. 5 seconds to work across the timeline. Right in front of the midcourt stripe. Stolen by Haverkamp. She'll throw up a shot. No good at the buzzer. And we have reached the end of the first half. And our first semifinal sub-state game. Centralia with a 23-17 lead. Halftime presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. 7 miles west of Fulton. On K16, if you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee. 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. Centralia by 6 at the break. We'll break it all down for you after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Want to know what's awesome? Those kicking new tires on your truck? Yeah, and look at my receipt. That's all you paid for those tires? Get out of town.
I did.
Where'd you go?
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Want to save a bundle on tires? Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to save on tires. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helen Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
First sub-state semifinal game at the half. Centralia getting everything and a little bit more from Troy. The Panthers in a dogfight, but they lead it 23-17. Centralia jumped out to a 15-7 lead at the end of the first quarter. Abby Flinty hit a big three as time expired to get that lead to 8, but Troy battled back and outscored the Panthers 10-8 in that second quarter and trailed the undefeated Panthers by 6 here at the half, 23-17. Kurt Kilman in studio, Brandon Tabman with you. Let's break it all down. Avery Dieters, the leading scorer for Centralia in the first half. She had 7 to go along with 9 rebounds, so she was dominant in the paint, and a few of those are the offensive variety, but a couple of opportunities missed inside on those few offensive rebounds, but 7 points and 9 rebounds for Avery Dieters in the first half. Tatum Kramer off the bench, 5 points, including a 3, 4 apiece from Owen Dieters and Abby Flinty, and then 3 from Lena Haverkamp. Of course, Owen, the leading scorer at just under 18 a game. Troy was boxing, running her most of the first half, and they did a pretty good job of keeping her in check. Would expect to see the same in the second half. Troy was led in the first half by Reagan Hill with 6 on a couple of threes. They got 5 from Peyton Ingeman. and then two apiece from Claire Winder, Avery Euler, and Allie Franken. Abby Parks did not score, but she had five rebounds in the first half. But, again, foul trouble an issue as Winder has three fouls. Hill has three as well. And Ingeman has two. But Troy, again, only down six despite 17 first-half turnovers, being out-rebounded by eight, and being minus four in the free throws made department. So you look at the stats on paper, not the scoreboard, you might think Centralia is leading by a little bit more. That's not the case. Troy right in this. 23-17 Centralia at the half. We'll get you caught up on some more and get you set for the second game of the doubleheader as well. A little quick preview of Frankfurt and D-West coming up after this. As halftime continues in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
Colorectal cancer is one of the leading causes of cancer in the United States. However, if caught early, colon cancer is highly treatable. I'm Dr. Marcus Weiser with Community Healthcare System, and March is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. Colon cancer is often silent, which is why regular colonoscopies are so important. Don't wait. Call Community Healthcare System today to schedule your colonoscopy in Onega, Holton, or St. Mary's. Screening could save your life. Community Healthcare System in Onega, enriching the health and lives of the people we serve.
My team just pulled off the biggest upset ever.
Nice, Mike.
And some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike.
Yes! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Kind and True Value and Just Ask Rental can supply you with the tools you need. Don't buy that tool or piece of equipment you'll just use once. Tools for small fix-it jobs are large construction jobs. But Kind and True Value and Just Ask Rental aren't just for work. They've got items for parties and special events, too. See them in downtown Seneca or go online to see their rental listings. KindandTrueValue.com. Behind every project is a true value.
KMZO.
Halftime again brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Kirk Tillman in studio, Brandon Cannon with you. Top seed Centralia getting a dogfight from Troy as the Panthers' lead is 23-17. Still a few minutes until the start of the second half. Second game of our doubleheader will be the 2 and 3 seeds. 2 seed Donovan West, 3 seed Frankfurt. 8-2 teams, solid records. D West at 15-5, coming in off the bye. Last played on February 25th at Maranatha and won that game 46-19. Frankfurt at 14-7. They have won 5 of their last 6. They beat Onega in a quarterfinal game last week to get to this ball game 42-20. These two teams played once in the regular season. It was at D West on January 4th, and D West won that game by 19, 49-30. And the matchup here decides the trip to a sub-state championship game. Who will they face? Either Centralia or Troy. Still got another half to go. Panthers leading 23-17 back in 2 minutes for the second half here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SBX Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Calling all you Milwaukee Tool fans, the Bundle and Save Instantly promotion is going on now at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca. You can bundle and save instantly when you purchase a qualifying M18 fuel driving or impact wrench kit plus a hand tool accessory. Do that and you'll get $100 off. Hurry, as this sale ends May 1st. Bundle and save $100 off on a variety of kits and tools. See the list of qualifying impact wrenches, rivet tools, combo kits, drills, and drivers at Stahlbaumer Lumber. And remember, your project starts here.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Kansaland Radio.
All right, here we go. Second half underway. We switch sides. Centralia now from left to right. Panthers with it to start the third quarter with the lead at 23-17. Sub-state semifinal here at Frankfort tonight. Here's Quincy in the right corner. Baseline drive. Bouncing it into the corner. Far side it goes to Owen Dieters. Quickly doubled. Steps back. A deep three. This one too strong. Tipped into the backcourt. And Quincy has it. And dumps it inside. Second chance opportunity. This one's knocked away. We get a whistle and a jump ball. And the possession arrow to Troy. Good defensive possession to start there for the Trojans. Down six. Not quite 30 seconds in. They'll get their first possession. Still working against some full court pressure as Hill walks it across the timeline now from right to left. Gets it to Ingeman left wing. Man-to-man defense here by Troy. And Euler gets one inside, but she is whistled for a travel. 18 turnovers by Troy here tonight. Early in the third, and yet only down six. Here's Haverkamp with it. Right side pass to Flinty here on the wing. They continue to run box and one. Owen Dieters quickly surrounded by three blue jerseys. Gets inside, splits away from him. Nearly had one fall, but no good. And Ingeman the rebound for Troy, and then that one's taken away. Dieters missing one inside off the turnover. Her second is good. It's an and one. Owen Dieters.
I'm back.
With an and one opportunity, she's been bottled up all night. But a chance here to get a three-point play. It's 25-17. .56% at the line, and she buries the free throw. She's now got seven, tied with her sister Avery. 26-17, 9-point lead, the largest for Centralia. And now we get a whistle and an offensive foul. And Reagan Hill has picked up her fourth foul with 6:50 left here in the third. And that's a big foul. One of the better shooters that Troy has, and now, early third quarter, she's still out there with four fouls. 26-17 Centralia. Here's Owen Dieters, guarded heavily by Winder, spins around, gets it off to her sister Avery here on the right wing, and then turns and hands it right back to Owen. Doing a little two-man game, sets the screen, drive, sidestep, layup, no good, battle for the rebound inside, and we get a whistle and a foul. It's going to be on Troy on the rebound attempt. As they get Abby Parks with her first team second, or correction, third team foul. Owen Dieters to throw it in underneath. Gets it to Haverkamp. Right corner, she's open for three. Short off the rim. Battle for the rebound. Another one for Avery Dieters. Second one up and in. Avery Dieters now with 10 rebounds, 9 points. And the lead now 11 for Centralia, 28-17. You can see a sense of urgency here for the Panthers early on in the third quarter. Parks top of the key, Hill left side on the wing, dribbles towards the center circle. skips it left side to Winder in the corner. Curls around Wells, throws up a wild shot, nearly dropped. Ewer gets the rebound. Her second chance is no good, and another rebound for Avery Dieters off the second miss. And then Troy almost getting a turnover there, but Haverkamp able to pick it back up and keep it alive. Here's Wells, top of the key to Haverkamp. 5:35 and counting, third quarter. 28-17, Centralia by 11. Left side pass, Haverkamp has it. They go short corner left here with Avery Dieters. Backs it into the corner, spins through two defenders, takes it all the way and leads it in. Avery Dieters now with 11, a double-double, and Derek Jasper wants a timeout. And just like that, Centralia's lead is up to 13 at 30-17. 5:15 left here in the third. We'll step aside. We're back in a moment here on Kansas Land Radio.
I've really had two experiences. The first one was with my mother, and then the second one was with my double knee replacement surgery. And I can tell you that it has been a wonderful experience for me.
Life Care Center of Seneca offers expert rehab therapy as well as long-term care for our friends and neighbors.
The care and compassion and the individual attention is what I consider to be top-notch.
Everyday miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
Kansas Land Radio.
Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you, Centralia. Here to start the second half, they've scored the first 7 points to build their largest lead of the night here on Troy at 30-17. Out of the timeout, Troy with it. They have struggled with turnovers all night. But now in a difficult spot as all the momentum is here with Centralia, and there's another turnover. As it was Engelman who crossed the center line and then threw it behind the center court line to Winder who hadn't crossed yet. And so that's another turnover for Troy. Here's Flinty in the right corner. The Wells on the elbow. Right back to Flinty on the wing. Ball fake. Gets to the free throw line. Spins in the lane. Kicks it back to Dieters. That's Owen. Kicks it left side. Haverkamp, a triple. Left it short. Tips here by the midcourt stripe and Owen Dieters has it. And an offensive foul is going to be called. Owen Dieters kind of cleared it away inside and knocked down a defender. And Owen picks up her second foul. Turnover number 11 by Centralia. Down to 4:47 left here in the third. It's a 30-17 lead here for the Panthers. Troy still looking for their first points here in the third. Hill has it, couple steps in front of the midcourt stripe. Winder at the free throw line. Her shot is up. It's an air ball and out of bounds. And it goes back to Centralia. Here's Haverkamp. Head of steam up the floor. Stops at the free throw line. Right side pass to Flinty. Ball fakes. Wants to go baseline. Gets underneath. Wraps the pass into the corner with Haverkamp. Top of the key to Wells. Bouncing it to Avery Dieters. A little shaded to her right. Ball fake. Beautifully done. Kicked it right corner. Top of the key now as well. The 19-foot-2 is good. Jaden Wells in the books with her first basket. All five starters have scored. 32-17. First 9 points here in the third of Donna Centralia. Left side to Winder in the corner. Now here's Hill, a deep three. This one not there. Rebound Avery Dieters. And a lazy pass gets knocked out of bounds. Looking for Owen across the midcourt stripe. The Panthers will keep it. At 3:53 left here in the quarter, and their lead is 32-17. A 9-0 run to start the third quarter by the number two ranked team in the state. Troy now again continuing the box and one as Winder chasing Owen Dieters all around the floor. And the other four in a 2-2 zone at the elbows and at the block. Haverkamp in the left corner, top of the key to Wells. Hands it off to Owen at the top of the key. Ball fakes, kicks it right. Flinty, a right wing three. Yes. 7 now for Abby Flinty. A 12-0 start to the quarter. And it's a 35-17 lead as Owen Dieters deflects the pass, takes it all the way, and lays it in. And another turnover by Troy, leading to 2 easy points for Owen Dieters. 37-17, the lead is 20. And a 14-0 start to the quarter. Another Troy turnover up to Haverkamp. Her layup is good. And Derek Jasper. Houston has seen enough. Timeout on the floor. A 16-0 run to start the second half for Centralia. And it's now 39-17. It's a full, so we'll step aside. Back in a moment here on Kansaland Radio.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me. That's not a selfie. I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A shelfie? Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Crop insurance solutions with added value. That's what you get with Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Products through Farmers Mutual Hale allow him to offer advanced acreage and production technology to save you time and the ability to protect up to 95% of your APH with RAM. Stop in at 621 Main or call Roy at 785-284-7611 to experience a different type of crop protection.
Kansaland Radio.
All Centralia here in the third quarter. A 16-0 run to start the second half. And the lead is 22 as another turnover here by Troy as they were looking for Parks inside and it went off her fingertips and out of bounds. And now 24 turnovers in the game by Troy. And it's all Centralia now as we're under 2:45 left here in the quarter. Here's Kramer, a right corner. James in there. Tatum Kramer with seven off the bench. 41-17. And it's an 18-0 run here for Centralia here in the third quarter. Can Troy stop the bleeding? Not been able to get anything going on the offensive end. Euler, a drive. And finally, gets one to go. Avery Euler. So an 18-0 run to start the third quarter for Centralia before the Trojans are able to get their first basket. 41-19. Coming up on 2 minutes left. Quincy inside. Avery Peters on the block. Nice little ball fake. Gets it up over Parks and in for two. Avery Peters now with 13 and a big double-double. 43-19 Centralia. There's a near travel, but Hill has it top of the key. Gets it back to Ingeman. Closed out by Owen Peters. Knocked away in the corner. Couple bodies hit the floor. Picked up by Owen. A whistle and a travel is going to be called on Haverkamp. So the Trojans get it back. Couple subs into the game. Jaden Wells, and we will also see the 5'6 sophomore Tori Kuckelman into the game for the Panthers. As Owen Peters and Abby Flinty will get breathers. Sure, fairly quick ones. Euler to throw it in here for the Trojans' far sideline. Gets it into Jaya Pierce, who just checked in as well. Top of the key, it goes to Hill. They'll reset. Frank in here, left side on the wing, guarded by Wells. 90 seconds to go here in the third. Centralia cruising now at 43-19. And 18-2 third quarter so far for the Panthers. Ingeman, a drive. Scoop shot, no good. Battle for the rebound inside. Knocked out of bounds. And last touch by Avery Dieters. So Troy will keep it underneath, down to a minute 15 left here in the quarter. Credit Troy, the first half, they certainly were playing well on both ends of the floor, but Centralia came out with a different energy here in the third quarter. There's a three left corner that's no good. Another rebound for Avery Dieters, and she's fouled. As Pierce, I believe, picks up this foul. And for Pierce, that's her first team foul, number four. Parks back into the game as Euler will take a breather. And Haverkamp will walk it up the floor for Centralia. Coming down to the final minutes here in the third. Here's Wells, left block. Kicks it high left here to Haverkamp. Swings it into the corner here with Kramer. Steps in, 17-foot J, too strong. It's an air ball and a rebound for Parks. 49 seconds and counting, third quarter. Left side pass, it's Franken on the wing. Gets a high ball screen, not much with it. Picks up the dribble, decides using it. Knocked into the backcourt. Haverkamp comes away with a steal. She's coast to coast. Layup good. Haverkamp now with seven. 45-19, Centralia. 30 seconds to go here in the quarter. Here's Hill, high right. Man-to-man defense here by the Panthers. Hingeman gets it at the free throw line. Turns, facing on Kramer, bouncing it into the right corner. Parks nearly lost it, but gets it back to Hingeman. 15 seconds. She'll fire a three. Nothing but net. Peyton Hingeman now with eight. 45-22. 9 seconds to go. Haverkamp kicks it left. Kramer along two. It's short. Rebound for Troy. 2 seconds to go. A long desperation shot is no good, and that's the end of the third. Centralia, 8 minutes away from playing in a sub-state title tomorrow night. They dominate the third and lead 45-22. Back for the fourth in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
Hi, this is Kelsey Burdick with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to purchasing a home or refinancing your current home, you may feel like your mind is racing with many unanswered questions. Let us help you find the answers that fit your needs. Whether you are building, purchasing, remodeling, or refinancing, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust have the experience you need and the knowledge you can trust. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
KMZL.
Centralia 8 minutes away from punching their ticket to the sub-state title game tomorrow night. 22-5, third quarter, exploding this game to 45-22. As a missed shot left side, rebound for Troy. Hill had that one. After Owen Dieters misfired on a three. And now the lead is 23. They scored the first 18 points of the second half. Blow this thing open. Another pass docked away. Now Flinty comes away with a steal. Flinty wants to go coast to coast. Her shot is up no good. Might have been partially blocked by Winder. Good defense in transition by Winder. Gets it off to Hill up the floor. Top of the key. Left side pass to Euler. Now to Parks. Top of the circle. Right side on the wing. It goes to Hill. Here's Hingeman. Top of the key. Left side pass to Winder. Started by Kuckelman. Works it back top of the key. Now Hill, a deep right wing three. This one no good, and a rebound for Owen Dieters. Now Owen pushing the tempo near sideline. Little hesitation dribble. Backs out on the wing. Up top it goes to Wells. Now they reverse it to Kuckelman. A left corner three. This one close. In and out, no good. And bodies hit the floor, and we get a tie-up inside between Wells and Winder, and the possession arrow is going to give it back to Troy. As Haverkamp and Avery Dieters will check back into the game for Centralia. 6:41 left in this one. It's a 45-22 Centralia lead. Troy getting it up the floor. Hill hits the deck, and it's going to be another jump ball as now we go right back to Centralia. Turnover numbers just piling up for Troy here tonight. And again, give them credit. They hung around in the first half, but Centralia came out with a different kind of energy in the third quarter and just blew this game wide open. 90 seconds into this fourth and final period. Here's Wells in the left corner, up top to Haverkamp, swings it right. Avery Dieters dives in, a whistle, and a body foul. They're going to get a blocking foul. It's going to be on the floor, I believe. Or it might be two free throws, unsure. We'll see. As the foul is on Winder, that is her fourth. And they will get Avery Dieters with two free throw attempts. What a night for Avery Dieters. 13 points, make it 14 as she catches the first free throw. 13 rebounds as well. And my stats are very unofficial. But as of right now, 14-13. She's 4-for-5 at the line. And the second free throw is no good. And they're going to get Haverkamp over the back on the rebound attempt. That'll be the second foul on Lena Haverkamp. 46-22, Centralia by 24 with 6:17 left in the game. Frankfurt D. West will follow in the nightcap here. Two winners, of course, meeting tomorrow night for the sub-state championship game and a trip to Dodge City on the line. Here's Euler at the elbow, turns, facing, diving in, had it knocked away by Flinty, and another Centralia steal. Avery Dieter's up the floor, saving it from going out. Flinty will reset up top here with Haverkamp. Left side to Owen Dieter's, a wing three, it's short. Avery, another rebound, her layup no good, and another whistle and another foul. Another offensive rebound for Avery Dieter's, and more free throws for Avery Dieter's coming up here. As Euler picks up her second 16, so the rest of the game, Centralia in the bonus. As the first free throw is up and good. 15 points, 14 rebounds for Avery Dieter's in what's just been a dominant game for the 5'8 senior, the four-year starter. Second is good as well. Make it 16 on the night, 48-22 with under 6 minutes to go. Here's Troy with it. Left side, Ingeman has it on the wing. Man-to-man defense here by Centralia. High ball screen, working around Flippy. Nice little give and go there to Parks, but she traveled with it. Tatum Kramer back into the game for Centralia. Owen Dieter's will take a breather, and I would be shocked, honestly, if we saw Owen the rest of the game with the big lead and needing to conserve for tomorrow night. But Owen, again, bottled up with the box and one all night, which is 9 points. Her sister Avery's been doing the brunt of the work. Here's Wells, the short corner baseline drive, cut off there, kicked it back to Kramer. Her pass knocked out of bounds. So Centralia will keep it underneath at 5:18 to go. Keely Jasper, a junior, has checked in here for Troy. First minutes for Jasper tonight, appearing in her 19th game of the season. Right side to Flinty in the corner. Nobody closes out. She's open for three. It hits the side of the backboard. No good. And a rebound for Ingeman. Here's Hill up the floor for Troy. Left side pass to Euler. She wants to drive baseline. Good cutoff there by Kramer. Pass thrown into the backcourt, and that's another turnover. My goodness. Troy just can't get out of their own way here in the second half. As we'll see, Anna Fleek, the 5'2 junior. As Troy and head coach Derek Jasper are starting to get some younger players into the game, I would expect Centralia to do the same with a 26-point lead and under 5 minutes to go. Here's Haverkamp right wing, short corner to Avery, inside to Flinty, quickly surrounded by four jerseys, and a whistle and a tie-up's going to be called. And the possession arrow will give it back to Troy. And Avery Dieter's is out. And that would probably be it for Avery Dieter's tonight. 16 points. Sorry, just counting here. 14 rebounds. Here's Haley Doman into the game. Student section for Centralia riling up as Abby Flinty comes out. As again, it'll be some of the young guns the rest of the way as we're down to 440. Here is Fleek, the junior for Troy. Pierce has it top of the key. Ingeman along three. It's no good. And knocked out of bounds, and it goes back to Centralia. As another sub checks into the game here for Troy, it's going to be Franken that checks back in, the freshman. Here is Haverkamp bouncing it right side to Kramer. Into the corner it goes with Kuckelman. Right back inside to Kramer. Had it knocked away and a steal by Pierce. Nice read defensively there. Here's Jasper. Left side. Top of the key. Right side pass to Fleek. She'll set and fire along two. Hits the front rim. No good. And a rebound for Centralia. As Haley Doman collects that one. 4 minutes down, 4 minutes to go in this ballgame. Haverkamp, a drive, floater, hits the back iron three times and falls through. Haverkamp now with 9, 50-22, Centralia leads by 28. Dominant in the second half. Right side to Franken. Top of the key, it goes to Jasper. Wants to drive, floater, banked in. Nicely done by Keely Jasper, a 5'3 junior. Her first bucket tonight makes it 50-24 at 3.5 minutes left. Here's a deep three by Doman. It's an air ball and tipped out of bounds. Last touch, though, by Kaylee Grable. And now some more subs into the game here for both teams. Trying to get everybody collected here. Kyra Bergman, Kinsey Niehuis is in the game. Bergman gets it top of the key. Left side pass. This is Doman. Into the corner it goes here with Isabel Haberkamp, the freshman. Deep three, air ball, and out of bounds. It'll go back to Troy. That one missed there by Doman. These types of games when the younger players get in, and fans certainly love to see them get opportunities to score. Coming up on 3 minutes left in this one. 50-24 Centralia. Here's Pierce on the block. Little turnaround. Left it short. Battle for the rebound. Chased into the corner. Centralia has it. As Isabel Haberkamp gets this one. Gets it up the floor here to Kuckelman. Top of the key. Left side pass to Doman. Looks for a cutting Kuckelman. Gets it in the paint. Turns on the block. A little fade. Fire. Shot no good. Battle for the rebound inside. Gets it out towards the top. Or it was collected there by Bergman and then tried to find Haberkamp in the corner, and it went out of bounds, so a turnover there. And Troy gets it back. 2:40 left to go in this one. Centralia by 26. As Carly Grable, a 5'9 sophomore, has checked in for Troy. Top of the key, this is Jasper. Has it still. Dribbling waist high with the right hand. Comes back towards the top of the key. Left side to Franken. For this Trojans team, after just 4 wins a year ago, they win 9 this year. Their season's going to come to an end, but quite the improvement after having all 5 starters return. There's a missed shot inside. Centralia the rebound. Kuckelman pushing the tempo. Here's Bergman, left side. Here is Haberkamp for 3. The correction, that is Tori Kuckelman from downtown. Kuckelman makes it 53-24 with under 2 minutes to go. Again, mentioning Troy with a 5-win improvement from a year ago, and there's a missed shot that's going to go out of bounds. Back to Centralia at 1:44 left. And a Fleek, the junior, back in for Troy, replacing Pierce, the junior. But Centralia is going to improve to 21-0 and get to the sub-state championship tomorrow night. They'll get Frankfort or D-West, which is the second game of the doubleheader. Kicks it out right side here on the wing. Under 90 seconds left in this one. Here's Kuckelman again. A baseline drive. Layup short. And a whistle and a rebound. And a foul's going to be called on Centralia. On the rebound attempt, they'll get Haberkamp with this one, her first. Just the third team foul here in the second half on the Panthers. Here is Franken up the floor, across the timeline, right side pass to Fleek. Up top it goes to Kaylee Grable. Holds it right side, looking short corner left. Now Franken drives, little 10-foot J, in and out, no good. Rebound for Centralia. Here's Kuckelman driving right wing with a minute to go in this one. And Centralia with just a dominant, really third quarter, but second half in general is... That pass nearly taken away, but Kuckelman gets it back. Here is a 3-ball left side that's no good, and a whistle and a foul. They're going to get Kyra Bergman with this one, her first, team fourth. So Troy gets it back with 45 seconds left. 53-24 Centralia. Troy has scored just 7 points here in the second half. Just a tale of 2 halves. And this is more like the Centralia team we've seen. And there's another turnover. That one thrown out of bounds. And Centralia can probably just run it out with 31 seconds to go. As Doman will get it off to Kuckelman slowly across the timeline. Roger Holthaus just sitting back and watching this one unfold. And his team stays perfect. As Kuckelman again just holding this one. Hands it off. Kuckelman gets it back. 8 seconds to work. As this turned into a blowout. as it's going to be a 29-point victory for Centralia. 53-24, Panthers roll into the sub-state final tomorrow night. Postgame is next, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, who's the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Our postgame starts after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
The importance of taking a proactive approach to health and wellness is more evident now than ever, which is why Nemaha Valley Community Hospital invites you to join us for our annual health fair on Saturday, April 30th from 8 to 11 a.m. at the community building in Seneca. For the safety and well-being of our community, we will only be offering lab drops again this year. Get your lab work done for just $20. Please look for an event volunteer that day when you arrive. We look forward to seeing you on Saturday, April 30th. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helen Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
First semifinal game, officially final. All Centralia, the top seed, as they improve to 21-0 as they knock off Troy here tonight, 53-24. Trojans in their season at 9-13, and the difference the second half and really the third quarter, as it was a 30-7 advantage. In the second half for Centralia, they scored the first 18 points of the second half, never looked back, cruised to a victory, and they await the winner of Frankfort and Donovan West, which is coming up here in just a little bit for a trip to Dodge City and the state tournament next week. Let's get you the final numbers in this one before we step aside for a quick break, and we'll start here with Centralia, again 21-0 after the 53-24 win here tonight over Troy. And Avery Dieters, the monster night for the 5'8 senior, 16 points, 14 rebounds, and she was also 6 of 8 at the free throw line. Her younger sister, Owen, the freshman, 9 points and 3 rebounds, a light night for Owen, as she was bottled up with a box and one for a majority of the night, but was able to get a few points in there. Credit Troy for limiting Owen tonight, but Avery picking up the slack for sure. Lena Haberkamp, also a quiet 9 for her tonight. Run about her season average. Abby Flinty chipped in with 7 points. Also Tatum Kramer off the bench with 7. And then Tori Kunkelman with 3. Troy again ending their season at 9-13. They were led by Peyton Ingeman with 8 points. They got 6 from Reagan Hill. They got 4 from Avery Euler, and then 2 apiece from Claire Winder, Allie Franken, and Keely Jasper. Troy just could not get out of their own way. They had 31 turnovers in this game. They were out-rebounded 33-17, and they did not shoot a free throw in the second half. Just 2 out of 4 from the line. Centralia solid at the stripe. They were 10 of 16. Again, our final score, Centralia, the number 2 ranked team in the state. They get it done big, 53-24, with a 30-7 advantage in the second half as they advance to a sub-state championship game. So again, we'll have Frankfurt and Donovan West coming up in just a little bit. But first, we do need to announce our player of the game, and it is brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com for more information. Seems pretty easy here. Again, Owen Dieters, we've had her multiple times as a player of the game, but again, credit Troy, limiting her to just 9 points tonight with the box and one defense. But the elder, the senior, Avery Dieters, 16 points, 14 rebounds, 6 of 8 at the free throw line. She was just dominant on both ends of the floor and consistent throughout. And she was the lone player in double figures for Centralia, but a monster double-double for the senior at 16 points, 14 rebounds. Our player of the game brought to you again by Farmers State Bank. So again, one final time, Centralia 53, Troy 24. Panthers await the winner of Frankfurt and Donovan West, which is coming up in less than 20 minutes. And we'll go ahead, send it back to the studio. Kirk Kilman will take care of you here for about 15 to 17 minutes or so, and then we'll come back and get you set for the latter portion of our doubleheader. Centralia wins the first one over Troy, 53-24. D. West and Frankfurt coming up in about 19 minutes. We'll talk to you in just a little bit. Hang tight here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.